India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. At its best.
Guys, you're listening to Craze FM live show with Wakas on Craze FM, of course, and thanks to India Forums, we have Reva Babur with us. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Reva. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks, Wakas. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. So how is the weather at your place right now? Everything all right there?
Yeah, everything's fine, thanks. It's not raining so much in Bombay now. We're all safe and sound from the floods, so that's taken care of.
That's great. Well, first of all, I would like to welcome you to Craze FM Radio. In conjunction with India Forums, they got you in touch with us. And now you're here in front of thousands of people listening to this live show right now.
Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful because I've been on radio live before, but never internationally.
Yeah.
So, wow, it's a great feeling.
Great. So let me just introduce you to those people who actually are not that familiar with the proper name of yours. Reva Babba, you are currently very popular as Damini in the eldest Bahu of Tulsi in Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi. Yes?
That's right.
Yeah, and you started modeling for very big names such as Cadbury and came to be regarded as the photographer's delight, as they say. So, as I was saying before, you're kind of a delight for us right now on Craze FM, and it's lovely to have you with us. So we're just gonna
we're just gonna
start the interview now. On behalf of India Forums and Craze FM, all the audience of this live interview, we wish you happy Ganesh Chaturthi. And,
Thank you so much, and I wish the same to you, Wakas, and all the listeners listening to me right now.
Yeah, so let's start the interview now, Reva. First question is from Sunny, and he's saying, Reva, you are a commerce graduate. How did you escape the acting bug for so long? Did you consider acting as professional at any point of time when you were studying?
I used to model as a kid, and and then of course I got serious about education, so that's how I went to school and college and stuff.
Yeah.
And to answer Sunny's question, as it often happens in Bombay, when you're like a halfway decent looking kid,
yeah,
everyone's like, hey, you should try a hand in modeling. And that's actually pretty much how modeling happened to me whilst I was still completing college.
Exactly.
And, I was lucky and I went on to do quite a bit of work in the advertising scenario, and then that's how my first show, happened, which was on TV, and then TV and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I say, this day I never look back.
Brilliant.
So it wasn't really planned.
Yeah.
But it just happened, and that's what it was like for me.
Har cheez ka koi na koi maqsad hota na, and we're glad that you were in this industry as well. So that was a good choice. So what was your parents' reaction, Reva, to this, to taking up acting as a profession? And do you have any siblings as well? So how did they react?
I do have two older siblings. I have two brothers, and they're both married with babies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like an aunt several times over. My parents were very supportive, actually, because, thankfully by then there were girls from really good families that had come into the profession, whether it was modeling or films or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very supportive. They said, as long as you know what you're doing and you have your head on your shoulders.
Exactly. It's a very big plus, isn't it, when the parents are with you and everybody's with you instead of saying yeh nahi ho sakta. Yeah, exactly. So how did the kyun hota hai pyar happen to you? These days it's common to have makeovers and serials,
When I was doing Cadbury's, it was for this agency called Ogilvy & Mather.
Mm-hmm.
The person who was heading staff last then, used to work with Ogilvy & Mather, and when kyun hota hai pyar came up and they needed this particular character, he suggested my name to Meena Gupta, and that's how it basically started.
Brilliant, brilliant. Let me just check the volume out a bit so people can hear you properly. A little bit more louder, thanks. Yeah. So the question is from Princess. Are you related to Raj Babbar in any way? And are you Punjabi? That's from Princess.
Yes, I'm Punjabi, but no, I'm not related to Raj Babbar.
So do you want to speak in Punjabi now? Oh, yeah. Chakde Fatte. Yeah, Chakde Fatte. So, Kachu, you speak Punjabi, I'm just going to say a couple lines, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, Kachu, you speak Punjabi, bol de vaise.
Bol diya, but any tamhi tarah nahi, because, you know, being in Bombay, and I'm girl nahi kar paangi main.
Achha, English ke tumhari Punjabi.
That's what I mean. Being a Bombay, yeah, you have like, you know, your English is English, and your Punjabi is like, Punjabi.
that's how it becomes, you know. We have some more questions, of course. Sweet Rani Neha, and from Strawberry Muse, we have the question, with all your shooting, can you briefly describe for us a typical working day and a non-working day? And how do you manage to do all the serials of your shooting?
Well, a typical working day is when I wake up at 7 in the morning.
Oh, that's early.
I need to leave my house at 8. Yeah, uh-huh. It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah.
Leave the house at 8, get to work by about 9, because obviously our studios are far out from where we live. And a typical day, I work till about 9, sometimes 10 in the night,
uh-huh.
and come home by 11, if I don't have any plans to meet up with my friends or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's a typical working day. A non-working day, which unfortunately are far and few apart.
Yeah.
I try and sleep as much as I can. I, you know, just sleep late and stuff, catch up with sleep.
To get a beauty sleep, of course. Yeah, that's needed.
Yes, totally. I spend time with my mom, I play with my dog, I try and, you know, meet up with my friends whenever I can. Or basically just, you know, sit at home and catch up with things that are happening at home that I've been missing out on.
Yeah, exactly. So a question from 320. As I said before, you're known as the photographer's delight. What's your comment about that?
Well, that's really sweet. It's actually flattering. I didn't know I was known as a photographer's delight.
Well, now you do.
But... yeah, I do. It's nice. It's definitely flattering. And like they say, that should get you everywhere with a woman. Well,
yeah.
Almost everywhere.
It sure is. You're featured in many ads. Any of your favorites? Mm-hmm. And why? Yeah, from three.
I'd have to say, even as a creator sounding bias, the Cadbury's by far was my favorite. Even though it wasn't my first, actually, it was my second commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, I had an absolute blast when I was shooting it, because it was a lot of fun, and of course I got to eat loads of chocolate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
And,
now, did you get free chocolate with that?
Yeah, and it was also, you could say, you know, my one ad that got me into the spotlight and stuff like that. So yeah, that's, it's always special in every way, because it was great fun shooting it, and it really worked for me.
Yeah. So I was just asking before, do you get free chocolate for life or something like that when doing this kind of deal?
No, I wish.
Aww.
But no.
That would be a dream come true, wouldn't it?
But I got to take home as many chocolates as I wanted to that day. It's just that I was so fed up of eating chocolate that I was like, okay, I don't want any more.
Exactly. You could rent a truck and just fill it up and take it home forever, isn't it? there's another question we have from Tani91, and the question is, what is the secret of your good looks, and what is one thing that do you like about yourself? Anything which you think is a plus point?
Well, thank you for that. I think my good looks would be attributed purely to good genes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice looking parents. And, well, it would be a little bit narcissistic for me to comment on what I like about myself, but what generally people like about myself,
mm-hmm.
about me, I mean, is my smile, you know, because I'm not like miserly with my smile. I use it really, really often.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how they say smile and say murder. So basically, I think you can just smile and get away with anything. And it definitely makes you happy, makes anyone who's looking at you smiling happy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Smile.
Exactly, that's true. Another question from Princess is, what kind of person are you in real life? For example, quiet, loving, caring, chatty, stubborn, introvert, extrovert, etc., etc.
Well, I can be extremely introverted when I choose to, but basically I'm an extrovert at heart.
Is it?
And, but at the same time I like my space, as I guess all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm basically quite an easygoing person. I have a little quirk, but I guess
so
everyone
kind of
does.
Are you stubborn sometimes? Like, you know, yeni mani karna. And, you know, just stick to that thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
Oh.
I can be really, really stubborn when, you know, it comes to things that I'm, like, majorly morally opposed to or something like that, then yeah. Otherwise, I'm a fairly easygoing, flexible person.
Is it? But does that kind of change of stubbornness come into you after you enter the industry, or was it before? You know, like some people go totally stubborn after they get...
No, I think I've always been like that. You know, and I guess all of us have these little kinks and quirks in us where you're basically okay, but you know, you just will not stand for something being done.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm just normal. I'm not one of those tantrum throwing stars or anything like that.
No, not that. Another question from Nandini is, what is your experience acting in Kyunke Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi?
Oh, it's been great. It's been over 2 years now, and Kyunke has sort of become like family to me, because a lot of us have, you know, gone through a lot together. Like, people have got married, had babies, and, you know, all of that in... Because Kyunke's been on for, like, 5 years now.
Exactly.
So, it's great. It's home away from home. I mean, in fact, there are times when, you know, sometimes you're not too well, but you still have to make it to work. And my mom's actually quite relaxed when I'm going to Kyunke, because she's like, oh, okay, I know all the mother hens will take care of you.
That's the plus point,
isn't
it?
It's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. Another question from Jink is, who's your favorite co-star and why?
Ooh,
okay,
that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm very biased if I mean...
And we're going to send it to each and every of your co-stars.
I've actually, you know what, touch wood, I've been really, really lucky, but I've had wonderful co-stars to work with. You know, whether it's been... people who are my seniors, be it Tulsi or Savita or, you know, Gayatri Chachi, or whether it's Ganga or Nandini or anyone, you know, or whether it's Gombi or Karan or anybody, they've all been like absolutely fantastic to work with.
Are you there?
I mean, I've always been really lucky. That's what I've had fantastic people to work with.
Yeah, brilliant.
The work has never really been work.
Okay, brilliant. I thought we just lost you here because just sudden break between that vocal of yours. So I'm glad that you're still here.
No,
okay, we have another question here. Are you in real life, are you closer to Nikki or Domini? And this one is from Jenny 1000. I'm naming those names because the reason is that we're going
to
give away...
We're
going to be giving away 3 autograph pictures. The India Forums is going to give away 3 autograph pictures to the best question.
Right.
So that's why we're giving away names as well. So Jenny 1000 is asking, Nikki or Domini, who are you in real life closer to?
Probably a little of both, actually.
Yeah?
Because I think you end up giving a little of yourself to a character when you've been playing it over as long as I've been, you know, playing Damini, or a year and a half that I played Nikki. I am, deep down inside, I think, still a little girl, so you could say I'm a bit of Nikki like that.
Yeah.
And like Damini, I will stand for what I believe is wrong.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, being a woman, being Indian, being brought up a certain way that we all have been brought up, you tend to have a slightly submissive kind of nature. Well, not to be submissive, but I say, you know, more giving, because a woman is more kind of maternal and nurturing by instinct. And plus I'm Cancerian, so it just kind of comes with the package.
Yeah, exactly. So do you actually believe in the fact that when you're giving something to the role, you're also taking some things back as well? Is that what you said now?
Sorry?
And when you're giving away something of yourself, like in a role, like putting yourself completely into it,
are you
actually getting something back in return and putting these kind of features in you as well, which are you actually only portraying on the camera?
As I often say, I wish I had the kind of patience that my character Damini has.
Yeah.
Because I can be a little impatient. I mean, you tell me, if you were working from like 8 in the morning till 11 in the night and basically didn't have a life, would you be a very patient person?
No, I won't.
So, but, you know, Neeman Kyunke has taught me a lot, because I'm single right now, but in Kyunke I've gone through marriage, I've had in-laws, I've gone through pregnancy and baby, so it's been a kind of dress rehearsal. So basically, you could say I'm pretty much prepared for what life has in store for me.
Yeah, so it helps a little bit to be in the industry where you can be things which you're not at the moment.
Actually, it's good fun sometimes, you know, where you can like go in there and don your makeup and your clothes and be somebody else.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Doesn't everyone want to do that?
Yeah, of course, everybody wants that, isn't it? That's a question from I Love Shahrukh, K Patel 98, and Mini. And the question is, how does it feel to play a role of a wife, a mother, a bahu in Kyunke, especially when you're none of them so far in real life?
I guess that's what acting is all about.
Yeah.
And also, you know, over the years, you kind of go into your character, and as it often happens, you know, you end up putting input yourself because, you know, you've lived with your character for as long as you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up saying things like, you know, no, I don't think my character would do that. She's more likely to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great fun, yeah. Even though it's, you know, I haven't been any of these in real life. But
exactly.
It's good fun. Like I said, it's a dress rehearsal.
Yeah. Another question is from Deep and BH. And the question is, you were adjudged the best Jethani twice in a row. And now you're having a lot of misunderstanding with Ganga. How does it feel to fight with your beloved Devrani now?
Actually, you know what I hate is because Shilpa, who plays Ganga, Shilpa and I are really good friends. I mean, as we would be, we've been together for so long now.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep going like, we're like, oh my God, we're fighting again, you know. It feels bad because,
yeah.
You know, we've been so close and, you know, there's so much that I've sacrificed for her and vice versa and everything. So it feels a bit weird to be fighting, but it's acting, right? At the end of the day, the minute you say cut, we're all like laughing and giggling again.
Exactly. Another question from Preeti Zinta is, if you had a choice, would you want to play any other character in Kyunke? And if yes, why would you do that?
No, I'm really happy playing Damini, actually.
Is it?
Because... you know, like I said, my character has, you know, I'm soft,
yeah.
I'm giving and all of that, yet, you know, I'm not someone who's going to take crap from anyone, you know. I stand up for what I believe in, which, according to what I believe right now, is that I need my kid back, so
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm standing up for, you know.
Exactly. Another question from Lakshmi Ram is, how has your relationship been with Ekta and Balaji Television? How's it been?
It's been really good, actually. Obviously I only got to know Ekta once I started working with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's been fantastic. You know, I guess the one thing that really does work for you is because Ekta's not actually a lot older than I am. So, you know, you relate to her on a one-to-one, level as opposed to Shobha Aunty. That would be Shobha Kapoor.
Yeah.
Shobha Aunty, of course, you know, I mean, she's like my mom, babe, so you give her the due respect and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great fun working with Ekta. I mean, she's basically a really nice, chilled out person, and she's just like you and me.
Yeah, brilliant. And just, let's just, let me introduce you once again to the people who just tuned in. We're just interviewing, Riva Babbar, who plays the Damini as the eldest Bahu of Tulsi in Kyunke Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi. Let's get back to our questions, and the next question is from 320. Who do you think is the most negative character, according to you, in Kyunke?
Kyunke, I think the most negative character was Ansh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's no more.
Yeah.
And currently, I guess you'd have to say Mohini.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, she's everything that a good person shouldn't be.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I understand.
So, currently, I guess you could say it's Mohini.
Yeah. Another question from Sweet Rani Neha is, you have great chemistry with Sumit Shastev, your co-star. There's news from the
mm-hmm.
Balaji camp that you both are addressed at Mr. and Mrs. Virani. Your comments about that?
Well, yes, we are, but in case you're fishing whether we're an item or something, no,
yeah.
We're not.
Uh-huh.
Much as everyone would want that and things like that, we're
yeah.
just good friends, as I know a lot of people say, and it sounds extremely cliche, but that's all we are.
Exactly.
And trust me, if there's anything more than that, you guys will be the first to know.
So we interviewed Swapnil Joshi last week. And what
mm-hmm.
happened, I asked him a question, and he said that he's married to somebody who has a profession as a dentist, Julie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that the reason I married her was because I didn't want to marry somebody who does the same thing, and I just end up home and, you know, seeing the same face over and over again. So what do you think about that? What kind of person would you marry? And if you did, would that person be around the industry? Even though, of course, that's something nobody can decide.
Well, it's really hard to say, you know, because it's... you never know, like they say love is blind, or even
yeah.
if it's arranged or whatever, you can't, I don't think you really, really care about what, you know, the partner
yeah.
you choose to be with is doing in terms of like a professional career. I mean, he could be an actor, he could be a director, he could work in a bank or whatever,
mm.
you know. I don't think it really matters what the person's profession is, as long as he's doing like a good, honest job of whatever he's doing.
Exactly.
And basically meets your other criteria, like, you know, being a nice person and intelligent and witty and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he's all of that, I mean, I really don't care about what the profession is.
Brilliant.
From my point of view. But
yeah.
See, I know a lot of people, like, you have a lot of on-screen and off-screen couples, like, say, Hiten Gauri or Apoorva Agnihotri and Shilpa.
Exactly.
But, you know, they think it works for them because, you know, like I told you, we don't get too much time at home, and most of the time when you are home, you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So they think it works for them because, you know, you get to spend time with each other at work as well.
Exactly.
So it's basically to each his own, you know, it's what you choose to do.
Yeah, it's different with everybody, isn't it?
Yeah.
The time is, let's see, we have about 10 minutes left for the interview, and we're just going to ask you the rest of questions now. Thanks to India Forums, we have a lot of questions from there now. Let's see. How far are you from marriage in life? There it comes again, from cute 1288.
God. You cute one, a guy?
I don't know what the one is.
Okay, anyway, well, I don't know. You never know, right? Because you never know who you come across, and the magic just happens, and that's it. You know, you want to get hitched and just settle down.
Exactly.
I can't really say how far I am because I don't know what the future holds for me. But yes, as of now, I've got no plans of getting married.
Mm. Brilliant.
But yes, when the right person comes along, and the time will just be right, and everything will fall into place.
Exactly. Another question from Fariha from India Forums. How do you find it to emote in serials? I mean, immediately after a crying scene, do you feel like bursting into a laughter or something?
Well, sometimes it gets a little tough because, you know, you're working all day, and maybe at the end of the day you're like all tired and you want to go home, and you have to do the thing where you have to be all happy, and the thing where you probably want to slap someone just for this, you know, sheer exhaustion of being overworked all day. And sometimes, you know, you're so not in the mood to get into like crying melodramatic mood, but you got to do it. And it's really okay. You know, sometimes we do that. We're like in this highly, you know, like it happens a lot of times, like you were talking about the fact that Ganga and I are fighting a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
So since we're fighting a lot, and you know, we are friends, and we just think it's so ridiculous that we're fighting on screen. I mean, the minute you go crack, we're like cracking up, like I said before. So that seems a bit ridiculous. Like, you know, 1 second ago we were like two men.
And all of a sudden you start doing something else, isn't it?
Yeah, completely.
Okay, we have some rapid fire questions here. You just have to just answer right away. Your favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite TV personality?
Ronald Joy.
Favorite dish?
Pasta.
Favorite plate?
Favorite what, sorry?
Favorite plate. Favorite plate.
Favorite plate?
Yeah, plate.
Place to be.
Yeah, place to be.
London, definitely.
Do you shop for brands, or you just get anything you like?
Anything I like, as long as it looks good and I'm comfortable.
Favorite cereal, apart from yours?
Friends, actually. And Sex in the City.
Favorite character?
Favorite character, I think, would be Tom and Jerry, if I'm allowed to.
Yeah? And do you have any idol in life?
Or
any guru?
Well, I look up to like a lot of people, like Mother Teresa, who's no more, and Nelson Mandela and stuff, because I think they've been so, so selfless, and, you know, just given, not really expecting anything in return, and I think that's fantastic quality.
Yeah, brilliant. At the very last, tell us about something about your family, like anything.
Well, like I said, I have two older brothers, and they have kids, and my second brother just had a baby, and she's like the absolute apple of my eye at the moment, because she's 6 months old and she's absolutely adorable, and I can't wait for her to start calling me Reba Hua. we're basically a pretty close-knit family, but then my eldest brother living in Florida is far away, so you know how that can be long distance. But otherwise, I'm basically quite a homebird because I like being home and, you know, spending time at home, just being at home with my mom and my doggy. So
what's the name of your doggy again?
His name is Benji, and everyone
knows him. Okay, that's a nice name, Benji. So, okay, at the very end, I would just like to say a very best to Reva from all the India Forums and Craze FM team here, and everybody who's listening. So this interview is going to be recorded, and everything is going to be available on Craze FM later on. But before you go, as I always say, be just have a mini jingle from all our celebrities, which is just, you know, just say, "Hi, this is Reva Babbar, and you're listening to Craze FM." And you can start right.
I'm listening to what, sorry?
Craze FM.
Craze FM.
Okay. Yep. Now.
Alright. Hi, this is Reva Babbar, and you're listening to Craze FM. Fun.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, okay. Reva, and have a lovely, lovely day.
Not at all. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye bye.
Alright, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye bye.